This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, it is a problem when I do it. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm sick of my husband controlling stuff when it comes to me and my happiness, but he never deprives himself of anything, not even other women. We've been together for 7 years and married for 4 years. He paid off all three of my major credit cards, and we got a credit card together that we plan to use for trips and major purchases. He has been ordering limited edition Jordans on the card whenever he wants to, but if I use the card to order hair, he has a fit. My hair is just as important, if not more important, than the latest shoes. He tries to justify everything if it's something he wants. He always compares me to women on TV and pictures on social media. He thinks he's being helpful if he tells me that I should visit a popular dermatologist that he saw on social media. If I ask him what's wrong with my face, he says that he didn't mean any harm. One day I decided to pay him back, and I pointed out a man that had a big bulge in the front of his khakis. I told my husband he should ask the guy what kind of pants he was wearing because they fit him very nicely. My husband said that I was implying that he was a small man down there, and his feelings were so hurt. He can't take it when I treat him as bad as he treats me. I found screenshots of other women saved on his phone, and he talks to his female friends in my presence. Although we had agreed that we shouldn't talk to our old friends of the opposite sex. He does so many other things that prove that our marriage is one-sided. He said he's the king, but this queen has had enough. Why is my husband so comfortable doing what he wants to do? Because he just is, that's all. I mean, he's a typical dish it but can't take it type person. He's living in his perfect world, and he thinks he's too good to deal with your flaws. In other words, he's too busy criticizing you to see, you know, himself in a different light, or to get himself together. He's playing a dangerous game, though, because his ego is very fragile. We know that. Fragile egos. They can't take it when you... Well, he can't definitely take it when you mention the other man's pants and how good the other man looked in them. He was crushed by that. He was crushed, but I got to tell you that this... tit for tat stuff that you guys are doing, it could get really, really ugly. And I can't understand how you let this go this far. You guys have known each other for 7 years, married for four, especially the cheating. You wrote it like, you know, so matter-of-factly. After 7 years of marriage, I think you should be able to say anything and everything to your husband, you know, including exactly how you feel about his criticisms and put-downs. Steve?
Wow. This whole letter to me is about a person who doesn't understand their power. Because I want to encourage women, and a lot of women don't need what I'm about to say because they do it anyway. But you got to understand your power. The subject is it's a problem when I do it. This lady said that she's sick of her husband controlling everything when it comes to me and my happiness, but he don't deprive himself of anything, not even other women. Now let's stop right here. He don't deprive himself of nothing, not even other women. Now I was really expecting to hear more in this letter about that, because that's like crazy. That you married, but you don't have to deprive yourself of other women? I'm very interested in this theory. Very interested in knowing more about this. Because how does this work? We've been together seven, married for four. He paid off all three of my major credit cards. And y'all got a credit card together that we planned on using for trips and major purchases. All right. But he been ordering limited edition Jordans on the card whenever he wants. But if I use the card to order hair, he gotta fit. My hair is just as important, if not more important, than the latest shoe. Let's stop right here. I must agree. You have my full, undivided, 100% support. Hair is way more important than some Jordans.
Right.
Ain't no doubt about it. I ain't seen no Jordans look better than a woman's hair. I ain't seen a pair yet.
Amen to that.
Now I must, what you say when you clarify, I want to stipulate, point out.
Reiterate,
or say this was a stipulation. I don't know the proper word to use. And the dude that's listening to the show that criticizes me, you know I don't know what the word is, so here it is anyway. I don't own a single pair of Jordans. Let me just put that out there.
What?
I don't have any hair. So I am not biased.
Biased, yeah.
In any way. I ain't got no Jordans and I ain't got no hair. So I am totally, totally impartial to this letter. But I must agree that if I had to pick Jordans or hair, doggone it, I'm going to have some hair. And especially on my woman. So let's just get that out the way and we'll be back with how I really feel about this letter.
Okay. All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, it's a problem when I do it. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, it's a problem when I do it.
Yeah, it is a problem. It is a problem when you do it, because you're not exacting your power here. All right, I'm going to explain this to you. Your husband is controlling you. Y'all got your credit cards paid off, your big three major cards. Y'all got one credit card together, decided y'all was going to take trips and do major purchases together. He doing on the card what he want to do. He ordered the latest unlimited Jordans all the time, and you ain't got no problem with that. But then when you order hair, he got a problem with that. You saying your hair is just as important? I agree with you. Now, to let you know how impartial I am in this letter, let's be clear about this. Let me set this straight for the record. So, you know, I'm not on one side or the other. I ain't got no Jordans, and I ain't got no hair.
So you're straight down the middle.
Woo! I can speak on it. I think the hair is more important. Mm-hmm. Now, he tries to justify everything if it's important to something that he wants. He always compares me to women on TV and pictures on social media. He thinks he's being helpful if he tells me I should visit a popular dermatologist that he saw on social media. Well, why don't you flip it? Why don't you carry your little bumpy face down there, too? Because I'm pretty sure your skin is more smooth than his. Uh-huh. See, you're not exacting your power. Now, he said something in this letter. Let me just go to the last line and then read this letter. Mm-hmm. The last line, he says, he is the king. Mm-hmm. That's why he doing what he want to do. But you're saying, but his queen has had enough. Why is my husband so comfortable doing what he wants to do? Because you as the queen are not exacting your power. Lady, if you understood the game of chess a little bit, maybe you could understand where I'm coming from. The most powerful piece on the board is the queen. When you lose your queen, you're making the game hard on you. You can still be the king, but you don't have the ultimate protector, because the queen is gone. The queen can move parallel, horizontal. The queen can move diagonally. Can the queen move diagonally? No, not diagonally. A queen can move diagonally. A queen can move parallel, horizontal, vertical. A queen can move forward, backward. She can capture in any direction. That's the only piece on the board that has that power, because the queen is the most powerful piece on the board. You, sister, have given up your power. So you let him tell you he the king, but without the queen, his chances of winning are hampered. You need your power back. He compares you to women on TV and pictures on social media. Then go get you one of them. Okay. See, I'm going to teach you how to talk like a queen. He thinks he's being helpful. He tells me all to visit a popular dermatologist he saw on TV.
Yeah.
You should take your bumpy face down there, too. And he always comparing you to women on TV and social media. Bring up one of them heifers one more time and see what happened to you. Then you decided to pay him back one day. You showed a man that had a big bulge in the front of his khakis. I told my husband he should ask that guy what kind of pants he's wearing because it fit him very nicely. My husband said I was implying that he's a small man down there and his feelings were so hurt.
Aww.
The truth hurts. Going to church hurts sometimes. Especially when you think that the sermon is about you. Then you as the queen should have said, well, I ain't saying you small. But you ain't him, though. Oh, swinging, thangin'.
Whoa.
Yeah, switchy, twitchy. Oh, yeah, get it, got it. You got to start acting like the queen. You got to let him know you got some moves, too. My husband said that I was implying that he's a small man down there and his feelings hurt. He can't take it when I treat him as bad as he treats me. Stop accepting bad treatment. Ladies, I say this to you all the time. You can train a man how to treat you. All you got to do is stop accepting bad behavior. Martin Luther King said a man can't ride your back like unless you bend over. Stop bending over. What's wrong with you? You're the queen. I found screenshots of other women saved on his phone. Take his phone. Take the SIM card out. Throw it in the fireplace. Crack the phone and give back to him. And you know why you did that? Because I'm tired of seeing these other women on your phone that get you a better phone that ain't got all these women on this phone.
Okay.
And then show him your phone.
What's on her phone?
Men.
Men?
Yeah, pictures of men. Muscular. Because he ain't all that.
Like,
I'm telling you that right now. He talks to female friends in my presence. See, you letting too much happen.
Yeah.
You're allowing too much to happen. You're not talking to nobody in my face. What is wrong with you? You don't command no respect, demand no respect, so you gets no respect. When are you going to start commanding and demanding? I'm telling you, you have to exact your power as a queen. Period. And we agreed that we shouldn't talk to our old friends of the opposite sex. Anyway,
all right,
he said he the king and I'm the queen. When you gonna act like?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.